Well, we were hoping not to come out and have some of the things happen that they've been happening for the first eight games, and they happened immediately with a big play by Aaron Ross and huge momentum, we think, changer that just sucks the air out of you with the penalty. And then it just proceeded from there. And we, again, we're trying to overcome ourselves. I mean, we have to overcome ourselves before we even have to worry about the opponent we're playing. And the guys see it on the sideline. They see the same thing. They don't need me to go in there and tell them, you need to do this and you can't do that. They know that. And when we start doing that, we'll start winning games. Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, it's I lost my composure because of it. I feel for the players. I mean, I really do. I mean, I've stated to them it's important to me that they're successful, and it's not happening for them, and that's frustrating for me. I knew it was going to be reviewed. Yeah. I knew it was going to be reviewed. I mean, I knew that. And I just certainly thought the review would see what everybody else saw.
So my point is that you
lost my
before that could be determined.
No, they were getting ready to kick the extra point. Okay. I mean, it had been reviewed and confirmed. That's not a good thing for anybody.
With all the personal foul penalties, is it a matter of losing a player's losing their composure as well?
Or? Well, I just said that to him. That's not going to be who we are. That will not be. There's no way we're going to be that way. And again, I got to see some of the things that occurred. But there's one thing we will not do, and that's what took place with some of those personal fouls. We will not be that type of team. We will be a disciplined team, we'll be a smart team, and we will be a physical team, but we will not be that team that's going to have those personal fouls. I just said what I just said to you, I said to them, it'll stop. Do not know. I just thought where we were with the score, here's a guy that just got injured. I didn't think it was worth the risk. I didn't think that was very smart on our part to put him back out there. Yeah, he was trying to. Well, Gene, I don't know if you've seen it, but that's been going on for 8 weeks. I mean, we've had things not fall positively consistently for our team. For whatever reason that is, I wish I could explain it. But I go back to the Minnesota game where in our first drive as an offense, the first regular season game, we throw it to Justin Blackmon, who's wide open in the end zone, and we miss it by a half a foot. You know, I mean, it's been going on. We've just missed a lot of things. We've had penalties in the worst of times, and I'm not gonna comment on the penalties.
Does it get to a point where you literally start looking ahead? That the season's lost. So you look ahead at whether it's how you play players or who you play.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not there. I don't see that happening. Where we're at is we recognize what we got to correct, and we've got to make it happen. And I told them this, and again, I'm not afraid to say it in here. If they play with that kind of effort, which they do, and they have, and they prepare, and they have good practices, which they do, I mean, really good. If they continue to do that and they play with that kind of effort and we learn not to make some of the mistakes, we have a chance to win. But if they don't do that, we're not going to give ourselves a chance. So what we're doing, the preparation, the focus by these guys, that can't change. And that won't change.
You still believe you have the talent to win more games than you lose?
I think we have the talent to win, yes.